Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Stanley Cup Playoff Edition of the Hawks Talk Podcast with Tracy Myers from CSNChicago.com. I'm Pat Boyle. You can't get enough of Chicago sports. Visit Chicago's own Vivid Seats to receive 10% off Blackhawks tickets and all other sports, music, and entertainment. Go to vividseats.com/CSNshy. All right, Tracy, the second season is here. Woo-hoo. And, you know, it's once again the Nashville Predators, a team that the Hawks beat 4 out of the 5 times during the regular season. Mm-hmm. But throw all that stuff out, because there's never an easy out in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And this team in Nashville has proven in the past to be a first-round nemesis for the Hawks, even though they beat them those 2 times.
Yeah, this is, I was talking to a couple of the radio station in Nashville and everything. And if you look at the stats even for this year, this team's close in a lot of respects. A couple intangibles, you know, the Blackhawks pedigree in the postseason sometimes ends up being the difference, and also bounces. You get bounces in the playoffs, and the Blackhawks have gotten a pretty good share of those. Being able to go to your backup goaltender 2 years ago when we had no idea what he was going to bring in Scott Darling, and then he ends up saving a series in a lot of ways. But no, with Nashville, I wrote this the other day, be very, very careful with this team, and people should know that by now anyway. You've seen this team in the regular season, and then of course in 2010 and 2015. I mean, they are just a team that is going to push you in every way possible. They've got a lot better offense than they've had in recent years. You've got PK Subban down there. If Pekka Rinne, that's sometimes the wild card, because he hasn't had the greatest postseasons, but if he gets hot, and he's been very good at the end of this regular season, it's going to be very, very interesting. So, no, the Blackhawks, no, they cannot take this team lightly. And they're in trouble if they do.
One thing, we take a look at the Hawks. They're well-rested after the first-round exit to the Blues a season ago. And they're in relatively good health. Yeah. The good news on Tuesday, Artem Anisimov back on the ice. And looking at him, conditioning-wise, he's been out since March 14th. But he looked to be pretty close to being 100%. And it does not look to be a problem for game one.
Yeah, Coach Joe Quenneville doesn't expect there to be any limitations. The good thing on this, even though Anisimov wasn't getting in any late regular season games, one, they didn't need him to, so there was no need to rush him, but he was skating back here, I think, for about a week now, mm-hmm. roughly, so he's had time. I've watched them do this conditioning thing with guys. I remember Marian Hossa coming out of the lockout couple years ago, and during the lockout, I should say, just getting skated back and forth. And when Marian Hossa is collapsed in the middle of the ice after a conditioning session, it's tough work. So the conditioning will be there, I think. They always talk about game shape. The one wild card is, of course, you can't count on a game automatically lasting 60 minutes or 65 minutes. So he's going to have to be ready for that, too.
And that's an interesting point, because since 2012, the first round game one for the Blackhawks has gone to overtime. Yeah. So that means you're going to be probably riding well into the Friday morning hours.
There are times where I am thrilled I no longer have a deadline, and with playoff hockey, I'm very, very happy. This is what it is, and this is why I love it. I think this is why a lot of other people love it. The drama is fantastic. It's late night drama for those who have to go to the work the next day. Godspeed. It's an entirely different ball game. And, with these guys especially, you're stunned if they finish in regulation. It's just not the way of either of them in the playoffs.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the fourth line that we're going to see in game one of the Stanley Cup playoff matchup between the Blackhawks and the Preds. We'll also get into some of the problem areas that the Nashville Predators can present to Joel Quenneville's crew.
It's sports. It's social. It's viral. It's Luke Stuckmeyer and Layla Rahimi, and it's the Next Generation Sports Show. In the Loop, every night at 6:30, 10, and 10:30 on CSN Chicago. And as soon as the show ends, turn to Facebook Live for the after show.
If you travel out of the area for work, no worries. Take the Blackhawks on the go no matter where you are within the continental United States. Stream every single CSN Blackhawks playoff game live online at csnchicago.com and with the NBC Sports app on your mobile or tablet. Welcome to the Hawks Talk podcast. I am Pat Boyle from CSN, joined by Blackhawks forward Tanner Caro. Tanner, thank you for doing this on the eve of your first Stanley Cup playoff game. What's going through your mind, Tanner?
Well, obviously, you know, very excited. I think going into it tomorrow, you know, you might get a little bit of those butterflies right before it and don't really know what to expect until that, you know, the drop of the puck. But very excited, you know, watching Stanley Cup playoffs the last few years, you know, you kind of get a glimpse of how intense and exciting it is. So now to be a part of it, I'm very excited.
So, I mean, what have the guys said? Obviously, the speed is escalated, the physicality. What types of things have you heard from the vets? Obviously, you've seen with your own eyes on TV. And what do you kind of have to, what's your game plan as you take the ice, you know, hearing those things from the vets?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just the overall intensity. You know, every shift's amped up a little bit, so, you know, you gotta go hard every shift. You can't take a shift off. I think, you know, every shift, every play is that much more important. You know, if it's a turnover that, you know, on your blue line, their blue line, that could go against you and cost you a goal or a series. You know, you never know what can happen. So you gotta, you know, go into it. Just make sure you're working hard. You're going hard every shift and not taking any shifts off.
What was it like playing with Kane and Panarin?
It was pretty special. You know, it's awesome. I mean, they're two of the best players in the world, so it's very exciting. You know, you're grateful for that opportunity, and you just try to go out there, keep it simple, play your game, and try to, you know, do as best you can.
How much do you have to adapt your game from the line you go to, from fourth line, when you've been on the third, and, of course, when you play with Kane and Panarin? How much do you change your game?
Well, I mean, you try not to change it too much. You know, you just try to, you know, play your game. You want to keep it simple. You use speed, you know, try to create open ice for them. You try to get open because you know they're gonna, you know, find you if you're open. You know, they're so good with the puck and making plays. So you want to keep it simple. You want to go into the dirty areas, help get the pucks out of the corners, and try to get them the puck and go to the net.
So you're from the UP, Northern Michigan. What is the family and friends situation for coming to the United Center for game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah, well, there's not too sure who's all going to, you know, make it down. There's so many family and friends that would like to come. You know, we'll see who's allowed to make the trip, but I'm sure my, you know, one or both of my parents will try to make that first game for sure.
What, when you look back now at the biggest game that you've had to this point, would it have been at Tech? I mean, is there anything that even compares, obviously not to the stage that you're going to be on tomorrow night, but just the big game feeling?
Yeah, I think you know, the biggest one at Michigan Tech, I think, was our first game in the NCAA tournament. Unfortunately, you know, we lost that game, but just that exciting to be at, you know, that playoff mentality and the, you know, every shift's important kind of same mentality. But yeah, I don't think anything's going to quite compare to, you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Tanner Caro joins us on the Hawks Talk podcast. You look at Nashville, and obviously their defensemen are very active offensively. What does that mean responsibility-wise for the forwards to be aware of back-checking, maybe even more than you're used to doing?
Yeah, it's definitely huge. I think that's kind of been our focus throughout the years, you know, being really good back-checking and coming hard back, especially if you're that first forward. You know, you want to come back hard and make sure they're not giving them that odd man rush. And then, you know, when they're D jump in the play, if they got four or five guys on the rush, it's even that much more important that we get all five guys back and you're coming back to the house and making sure they don't get any easy opportunities off the rush.
When you got the call up, when Krugs went down, did you ever think that you'd come up here and it you would stick and you wouldn't go back to Rockford?
Yeah, I mean, you're never too sure. You know, when you get called up for an injury, you don't know if it's, you know, it could be a day, it could be a week. So you try to just, you know, take it day by day and just go out there every day and try to prove yourself, try to get better and try to earn that spot. And I think it's, you know, it's been been an exciting year, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to stick throughout the rest of the season, and now I'm just trying to prove myself going to playoffs.
So you're out there working on faceoffs. So where do you feel your game is at the dot right now?
Yeah, I think it's getting better. I mean, there's some ups and downs throughout the year, and I think you got to be really good at adjusting, you know, to different teams and different players and even throughout a game. So I think going into a series, you're going to face a lot of the same centermen a lot. So you got to kind of be aware of what their tendencies are. And I think we kind of went over that a little bit. Yannick Perrault's here, and he's helped a lot throughout the season. So we're trying to fine-tune a few things and get as sharp as we can.
Where's your beard game at as far as Stanley Cup playoff beard?
It's got a ways to go. You know, it's a hard work. I should have started about a month ago, but we'll see what happens.
Well, you're in good company because Kane and Taves have struggled for years doing this. And as you got Hartsy running the beard-a-thon, that tells you exactly where the beard game is in this room. Lastly, what do you do away from the rink? What types of things do you like to do to get away from hockey?
Oh, well, just, you know, try to relax, I think, you know, hang out, you know, with the new baby that spends, you know, it's a lot of our time is focused with him. So we just got to try to relax, walk around the city, try to find some new food options and, you know, explore as much as we can and just relax, get out in the sun if it's there and just, yeah, try to not focus too much on the hockey when you're away. You just kind of want to, you know, mentally and physically just relax.
Do you think being a dad has helped you kind of compartmentalize the ups and downs of being a hockey player and the reality of what it's like in life just to deal with a baby?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it just, you know, it's just another important thing. You know, it's something to look forward to every day and something extra that you're, you know, playing for every day. You know, you're trying to earn that, you know, living for your family and try to play at the best you can and just provide for them. And it's kind of nice, you know, something just to kind of take your mind off hockey sometimes when you go home and you can just focus on that. And, you know, there's some, you know, important things in life, you know, away from hockey. And I think being a dad, you start to appreciate those.
Tanner, thanks for doing this and good luck in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
All right, thank you.
CSN Sports Talk Live podcast brings you the freshest takes and boldest insights on the hottest topics of the day. David Kaplan leads the conversation with a rotating panel of writers, reporters, and personalities. Don't miss a single episode. Subscribe at csnchicago.com/podcasts today.
Back on the Hawks Talk podcast with Tracy Myers, I am Pat Boyle, getting you ready for game one of the Stanley Cup playoff matchup between the Hawks and the Predators Thursday night. You can see that on CSN. Our coverage begins from the United Center at 6 o'clock. Face-off with Pat Foley, Eddie Olczyk just after 7. Tracy, the one area on the forwards of the four lines that is going to, you know, be the only area that we probably see different players for a while because the top three lines look to be solidified is on that fourth line. And it looks like to start game one, it'll be John Hayden, it'll be Tanner Carroll at center, and it will be Jordan Tutu, the former Predator, getting a chance to play against his old mates. Your thoughts just on why Joel went that route for game one of the playoffs?
I think part of it is the experience Tutu has against that team. I think it's also a tip of the hat in honor of him, and his last regular season game in Nashville was outstanding. You know, it was his best game of the season. I thought he's played pretty well since then too. So, you know, you've got a guy who's going to be inspired to play against his ex-team. And with Nashville, you know, every now and then they like to muck it up a little bit. So you want a guy in there. He had a fight that last game too, I remember. Mm, yeah. And
it changed the entire complexion of the game. To a man, Patrick Kane, everybody said that it was that altercation that reversed the tide. Now, we don't usually see altercations in the playoffs, but nonetheless, he can be a physical presence, and he also was getting scoring chances and scored a goal.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think they were being terribly outshot by that point. Nashville was just running up and down, and then Cody McLeod decides to engage him, which was a terrible idea on his part, but the Blackhawks will take it. So you've got him, you've got Caro. You have to keep Caro in the lineup because of what he did with in Anisimov's absence. I thought he did very well, and if his confidence was a little shaky going into that, situation, it should be very good right now. I thought he did a good job, because playing with those two is not easy. You know, you've got two magicians out there, but you still need to know when to get them the puck, when to hold it and everything. So, you know, you've got a guy who's got some experience there, and you just transfer your game to the fourth line. I like some of the games that John Hayden has had. You know, he's the raw one out of this whole group, but a big guy brings a little physicality. You can never have enough of that against the Predators. So, and he's been in those championship situations, you know, it may be at the college level, but like Nick Schmaltz, he knows what it takes at this time of year. It's just going to have to be amped up a little bit more.
When you take a look at this Nashville team, offensively, a lot more depth than we're used to seeing in years past. And on the defensive side, they've got defensemen that jump up in and engage in the offensive zone quite a bit. When you look at what P.K. Subban brings to the table, Roman Josi. Yeah. It's something that the Hawks need to be aware of to not get caught, and everybody has to come back defensively to pick up their defensemen that tend to be forwards at times.
Oh, absolutely. And the good thing is with the Blackhawks, and somebody said it a few minutes ago, you realize the depth that they have this year compared to last year. You didn't have Brian Campbell. You didn't have Johnny Oduya. Those are two guys that obviously have enough of experience. Oduya played in that last series against Nashville, and Campbell was there for the 2010 one. So they know what they need to do. And the Blackhawks' defense is so much more bolstered this year than it was last year. It was such a huge question mark last year. And so, yeah, they understand what's going to be necessary. But there's no doubt Nashville is going to come at you in waves. And, you know, you phrased it perfectly. Their defensemen can have that forward type thing. That's a Subban effect. It mm-hmm. was just amped up that much more when they got him. So, you know, just add it to the pile of concerns with this series. That's the way it is.
Well, one other concern I had, and we didn't get a chance to bring it up with Joel when he met the media on Tuesday, but it's the Hawks' power play and special teams.
Yeah.
Nashville led the league in shorthanded goals. Mm-hmm. Now, I know in the last couple of weeks, because of resting Duncan, Keith, and Seabrook, we had some different-looking power plays. Usually he has at least one unit, and he did on Tuesday. It's the four forwards, one D being Brian Campbell. You see Seabrook and Keith on the other. When they go to that one D look, you are susceptible, you know, especially if Brian gets caught flat-footed, to an odd man rush the other way. They gave up a lot of odd man rushes, and this team buried them more than their share, more than anybody else in the NHL. That's one area I would be concerned with from a special teams perspective.
Well, it's a valid concern, and you wonder, okay, do you change things back up to, you know, a 3-2 mm-hmm. because of that? You know, I wouldn't be surprised. The Blackhawks know what they're going to get when it comes to Nashville, but, you know, the power play, we've talked about it so often. You know, you would love to see more from it, at least more control of the puck. There are a lot of times too often where they are barely getting into the zone, and you right. need to at least get some control, get some possession, get some momentum, even if you don't score. And yes, you definitely need to hold on to it because of what Nashville can do. So I think they'll be okay in that respect. My concern is always the PK, because that has loomed larger these last couple of playoffs than the power play has. The power play loomed large last year because 5-on-5 scoring was so far down for the Blackhawks. But, you know, when the 5-on-5 beam back up again and the numbers are good, the PK is where, you know, the bread and butter is in the playoffs. And people have to remember that this penalty kill started out so bad that, of course, they're still ranked in the mid-20s.
Right, right.
You have to throw that out because that penalty kill is much better.
You were never going to be able to make up those first seven games where they let that many goals in. It was impossible. When you see them in the, you know, 24-25 area, you actually realize that from, you know, January on, mm-hmm. very respectable in that area. And time again, you can win a Stanley Cup without a great power play, but you need to have a great PK.
Yeah.
The Hawks have proven that.
Yes, and they're going to need it. I'm trying to remember. I don't want to mix up my stats, but I want to say that Nashville's road power play is something like top 10 So they know how to score on the road on that man advantage. So especially at the United Center, when the Blackhawks are going to be trying to hold on to a home ice advantage, you're going to have to be very careful of the Predators' power play on the road.
Last thing, goaltending is always paramount in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Pekka Rinne, an up-and-down season. His numbers, they look like Corey's, but again, you know, I think he's 34 years of age. We don't know how much longer he's going to be a number one netminder. Look, he was in net back in 2010 when the Hawks had a really entertaining series that went six games. But when you look at it from Corey Crawford's perspective, he's got the rings, but he also has an experience in Nashville that didn't go great,
right,
and was yanked, and we know how that ended up hoisting the cup at the end when it was all said and done in 2015. But it'll be interesting what's going through his mind as he gets set to take on Nashville.
Well, coaches have said it. I think Crawford has said it. Goaltenders must have short memories. And we're not even thinking back to last game. We're thinking back to last shot when these guys are out there. Considering how that season ended, I'm sure most of Crawford's mindset is, okay, I had a rough first round, and then he went in and helped sweep the Minnesota Wild, and we know the rest of the story. But I'm sure there's a little bit, because, when you're any pro player, you want to be your best at this time of year. He wasn't. But at the same time, game six, then Darling lets in a couple, and the Blackhawks are facing a 3-0 deficit again. Who comes in to save the day? Crawford. So I think he got his retribution by closing out the series. So I think even though it's a little bit in his head, I don't think it would be as much as if, let's say, they lost that series or what have you. So I fully expect him to be perfectly confident going into this one.
Well, we're looking forward to game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs Thursday night. Again, you can see it on CSN. Tracy Myers will be with the team every step of the way. We look forward to talking to you on a future podcast here in the playoffs.
Sounds good to me. I'll be here all week.
That'll do it for the Hawks Talk podcast, hopefully longer than a week.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of Chicago sports. Visit Chicago's own Vivid Seats to receive 10% off Blackhawks tickets and all other sports, music, and entertainment. Go to vividseats.com/CSNshy.